Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 10, Paul writes this, "According to the grace of God given to me, like a skilled master builder, I laid a foundation, and someone else is building upon it." In this passage, in verses 10 through 15, Paul mentions the foundation 6 times. This foundation is obviously very important to the entire passage. I mean, repetition means emphasis. So Paul is clearly emphasizing in this metaphor that the foundation of the building is important. The foundation itself, and then what is built upon the foundation. Paul says, "I laid a foundation." That's the main subject and verb of verse 10. It's the main action. Paul is referring to his role in establishing the church in Corinth. He laid the foundation. But what exactly is the foundation to which Paul is referring? Well, he makes it clear in verse 11 whenever he writes that no one can lay a foundation other than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. This is not hard for us to believe about Paul, right? I mean, this has been his argument for the first 2 chapters of this letter. Chapter 1, verse 17, "For Christ did not send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel." In verse 23, "We preach Christ crucified, the power and the wisdom of God." In chapter 2, verse 2, he writes, "For I decided to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified." But with verse 11, Paul adds a caveat. He says, "For no one can lay another than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ." Paul is not talking about laying a different type of foundation on top of the foundation that Paul has already laid. What Paul is communicating to the church at Corinth is that the church cannot be built on any other type of foundation other than Jesus Christ. In other words, if Jesus is not the cornerstone, then you don't have a church. You may have a gathering, you may have a club, a civic group, but not a church. The church has only one foundation. There's an old song entitled, "The Church's One Foundation." The first verse says this, "The church's one foundation is Jesus Christ, her Lord. She is His new creation by water and the Word. From heaven He came and sought her to be His holy bride. With His own blood He bought her, and for her life He died." The biblical church is not built upon traditions, no matter how sentimental they are. A biblical church is not built upon ethics or moral commands, no matter how right they are. A biblical church is not built upon styles or affinities or human personalities, no matter how popular they are. The church's one foundation is Jesus Christ, her Lord. As you pray today, please remember Elvis Garcia and his family, our missionaries here in Arkansas. And also remember the Hungarian LifeWord broadcast that's heard throughout Hungary.